What's up, Conference USA fans, and welcome back to another episode of the USA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Jessica Radford, and we are one more week away from March Madness. Can you already believe it? Time flies. We have each team from the men's and the women's side already clinched at least a share of the regular season title. So, hey, we're getting into the nitty gritty of things. As always, when I'm in this seat, Eric Jones joins me to talk about the crazy things that's going on in Conference USA hoops right now.
Oh, yeah, we got 2 weeks left, four games left on the men's side for everybody. I know similar for the women's side. And, you know, this is the best time of year. This is when you want to be playing your best basketball. Going into March and going into tournament play.
And let's go over to the men's side. I feel like we have to talk about WKU first.
Yeah, no doubt. They're winners of four straight. Obviously had the big win over the weekend against Liberty. Super fun game to watch. You know, since getting Tegan Moore back, this team has been completely different. Wasn't sure what to think about them through the early parts of league play into the middle parts, but they are catching a stride right now. And like I said, this is the perfect time for teams to be doing that. Going into March, you know, they're 9-7 now in league play. But yeah, I mean, a dominant win. I think this was Richie McKay's worst loss at home ever. They lost by our WKU, got the win 94-73. So a 21-point win. It was certainly a dominant one, pretty much from the get-go. This team, you know, you never know what you're going to get now. You know, obviously Liberty losing their first game and 17 of them, or 18 tries, they had their 17-game losing skid come to an end, or winning streak come to an end. So, you know, a lot of things can happen still. You know, technically they haven't clinched that one seed yet. You know, Sam Houston is still in the race for a conference championship as well. You know, they will have to win out. Liberty will have to lose out. So likelihood of that is slim, but, you know, they still play each other again. Liberty goes on the road to Kennesaw this week. So some good stuff going on. You know, I want to talk about Sam Houston too, kind of under the radar week for them. They had a big home win against Middle Tennessee. And then a big road win against, or sorry, another home win against Jack State, 82-78. This team is scoring in bunches right now, led by Cash and Nat, Po-Boy King. I think this is one of the best teams from guard play to bigs. You know, they got Elitch, who has a very good presence down below, and then guys that are just playmakers. Cash and Nat is really emerging right now. You saw the sweet dunk. That's just, he plays with a lot of energy. That is just him. It's fun basketball to watch, the style that they play. But again, WKU right now, they've got a big week. They're back at home this week against New Mexico State and UTEP. So certainly games that they should be, you know, favored in and should feel confident in going up against those two teams. So super excited for that. Excited to see how Liberty bounces back as well. They're going on the road to Kennesaw State. Obviously, Kennesaw, we all know, is extremely good at home. They've lost a couple games at home as of late, but this will be a game I'm watching out for to see how Zach Cleveland, Caden Matheny, and the boys bounce back after a loss. And maybe it's something they kind of needed. We were talking about that in the office. I think a lot of their games as of late have been really tight.
Really close.
Really tight. And it's like one of these teams is bound to break through and get the win. FIU took them to overtime again after New Mexico State took them deep in these games. So, you know, Liberty is still a great, great basketball team, deserving to be, you know, where they're at in the league right now. But we all think it may have been their time to drop one, and maybe it's good for them, kind of reset. They're still doing incredible things, having an amazing year. They're 23-4 overall. So, yeah, a great, great thing watching with Liberty basketball right now. But, yeah, a few games to kind of look out for this week. I'm looking at Liberty Kennesaw State, as I just mentioned. This one on Thursday, February 26th on ESPN+. This one's at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. See how these two teams go at it. Kennesaw State had two big wins this past week, getting back to .500 in league play. I'm also looking at FIU at Sam Houston. FIU coming off a really good week. Easily could have been 2-0, easily could have been 0-2 last week, but they finished 1-1, heading to Sam Houston, who's playing really good. They've won three straight, and Sam Houston plays well at home as well. They're 11-1 at home this year. Again, kind of under the radar, but they're doing good things. That one's on CBS Sports Network at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Thursday night. So a late night, but it'll be obviously worth the watch. And then I'm looking at one more on Saturday. I think this is an interesting one. Looking at New Mexico State at Middle Tennessee. I haven't even mentioned yet, New Mexico State's big win against UTEP, tying the regular or the regular season series. This one was a chippy one. You may have seen on Twitter and social media, but it was a chippy one. But that's, I mean, it's rivalry. This is probably the last time they'll play as conference foes for a little bit. And you know, that's just rivalry.
I just ball
at its finest. Yeah, I feel like this one definitely meant a big to New Mexico State after, you know, seeing the El Paso faithful and how they turned out for that win just a few weeks ago. The New Mexico State crowd wanted to do just that and more. It got a little chippy there, but again, that's rivalry basketball. We love it. But they're going on the road now to play Middle Tennessee. They're in a tight spot right now. They're 6-10 in a three-way tie. And obviously, you know, we're bringing 10 teams to Huntsville this year, so two teams are going to miss out. There's three teams at 6-10 right now. And what is that? The 9 through 11 spots in the standings. So for our sake, I don't want to have to go through all that. So, you know, we'll hope to see some separation. But this is a big week for New Mexico State on the road. They know that their season is, you know, on the line here. And, I think after the win on Saturday, I think they'll show out. But again, Middle Tennessee, you know, they lost a bunch of games in a row, but are also in the win column as of late. We'll see how they approach this week at home, and looking forward to some good basketball again this week. And next week we'll be talking all the tiebreaker scenarios. So.
Hey, and it will be a lengthy one. I feel like just the way that conference play is going on right now. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I just saw that Delaware is at 5-11. We know that previously Delaware was on a winning streak right now. But so, what do you think that Delaware needs to do to just be in, like, you know, contention of that, maybe, you know, the 9 or the 10 seed environment?
Yeah, and watching this Delaware team beat. Some nights you don't really know what you're going to get out of the team as a whole. We all know Christian Bliss. We all know Justin Fernandez. These guys can score. It's the guys around them too. I think this is just an all-in team effort at this point. Here we are late in the season. They're right there in it though. They're one game out from being in the tournament, two games out of, not even maybe even playing in one of those first round games, a 7-10, 8-9 game. So, they just need to turn it back up. You know, they had those two losses last week. So what? Move on. I think if those guys, you know, Justin Fernandez and Christian Bliss can kind of lead the way, they can very easily, this team can hang with anybody in the league. And that's great. That's a great thing to say from our end. We want to see parity in the league. We want to see every team going out there and competing and getting wins. So, this team, I think, is very capable. They just got to kind of run with their leaders. Yeah.
The same situation that Delaware is in right now, WKU is in on the women's side, and I'll get into a little bit more of that the deeper I go into how women's basketball is starting right now. But definitely got to give a huge shout-out to the Lady Texters. Clinched at least a share of the regular season title. They are on a 14-game winning streak right now, and they are just, like, absolutely on fire. I mean, where is one of my notes? It's their longest winning streak in the last 15 years from the 2010 to the 2011 season. Cannot talk today. I mean, but that's usually any other day. This is their 38th conference regular season title in program history. And we all know the rich history that Louisiana Tech has on the women's basketball side. So, hey, we're just adding to that this year. So good on Brooks Thorne and everybody else on their team. But I have to say, kind of like Liberty, their past couple games have been very, very close, especially last week. And then coming into Thursday, they had a 1-point game decider, and it all ended on free throws. And then they got a 63-59 win over against Kennesaw State, but they had to bust their tails on the fourth quarter to even win that game. So they got that one out. They gutted that one out. But Kaylee Thompson was in the clutch on Thursday against Jack State. They won that one 58-57 because she knocked out one of her two free throws. Thank God. Because, you know, I feel like it would have been really a good overtime match if it didn't have to go into overtime. But, hey, she knocked that one down and got that 58-57 win for them to keep their 13-game winning streak alive at that point. And then they went into Kennesaw. And we know it is kind of hard to go on the road, but they're 8-0 on the road in conference play right now. They are the only team to be undefeated on the road. And I think that's just insane because I feel like every year we talk about, you know, how some teams aren't good on the road. And I think that's just a testament to all the teams. It's hard when you travel and a lot of other, you know, circumstances goes into it. But they have been a beast on the road. And I think that just goes into this upcoming weekend that they have, especially against Sam Houston. I'll get into a little bit of that when I talk about the games to watch, because that will be definitely a game to watch. But have to give a huge shout out as well to FIU. They had an amazing weekend this past week. They got wins over Delaware and Liberty. And we all know Delaware and Liberty are greedy teams, right? You just never know what's going to come out for these teams. They have to have probably the season that they wanted to, but they're still neck and neck right there. Liberty is 8-7 right now. Delaware is 6-9. They're still definitely in a good spot for tournament, contention. So they're definitely good, but 62-36 win over Delaware. Amazing. 46-45 win over Liberty. And FIU started that Liberty game on a 24-0 run. They started the game absolutely on fire. Liberty could not even get a shot down. And that is, I think, a huge testament to just Paris Atkins, how she was this weekend. She had her first career double-double against Delaware. She had 17 points and 10 rebounds. And then she had a game-high 25 points against Liberty. So she went off. She was our player of the week this week. And when you just have Paris Atkins, Rima Collins, and you have those two scorers going off like they did, I mean, how can you not, like, win a game, right? Rima Collins... in that game against Liberty, she also notched a double-double. She had 16 points and 10 rebounds. So when you had people just doing good, well, on both sides of the ball, how can you not win those games? And, I mean, Sam Houston, also have to talk about them. They're right there. They're at 9-5. They won 72-66 against Kennesaw. But then, yeah, it came down to the wire against Jack State. They lost that one by 1 point. It was a 69-68 win in Jack State favor, all because of that three-pointer by Meyer Barnes with, 18 seconds left.
Yep.
Knocked that one down. So, hey, that one was a nitty-gritty win for Jack State. It was a back-and-forth battle, I feel like, especially in that fourth quarter. It's just, you know, when the game is down to the wire, who's going to step up? And Meyer Barnes stepped up. So that's what you want in your team. And I do want to give Jack State's right there too, 7-8. So they're doing well. What did they lose to? When you have close games, when you lose like that 58-57 to La Tech, and then you come and you win another 1 point.
No,
they're like, hallelujah. Like, we was just in this situation 2 days ago. We want to win this one. So I think that one just meant more, especially just because how Thursday's game went against Louisiana Tech. And when you go up against Louisiana Tech, you know that they're on fire right now. They're on a winning streak. And I'm pretty sure that's how WKU was against Liberty. Like, you know, who's going to be the one to knock them off? And it just means more. But Jack State definitely knocked Sam Houston off that this past weekend. But I think who I really want to talk about is WKU right now. For you to lose, essentially, and this is no disrespect to anybody, as bad as you did when you went to Middle Tennessee, a month ago. And for Middle Tennessee to visit you and you win 70-65, and they basically had the lead majority of that game. It was just WKU was on fire. And I said last week, usually I'm giving myself a pat on the back because I feel like usually we be jinxing people. And I said, was it WKU's win last week is going to propel them, spark a little, ignite a fire inside of WKU and win this game against Middle Tennessee, especially because rivalry games, you talked about UTEP and New Mexico State. This is a true rivalry, 100 miles of hate, we always say when we talk about these two teams. And WKU they were fighting this game, and they definitely got that one, 70-65 win. Selma Kerder, she has been absolutely going off for WKU. She had 20 points with three rebounds, two steals, and two blocks that game. And WKU improves to 90-23 under head coach Greg Collins holding a lead at halftime. And 114-11 when holding a lead with 5 minutes left. So in the clutch, they're really, really good. And it's just WKU is in last place right now. They are 3-11. But, hey, you have UTEP and New Mexico State that's at 4-10. So if they continue on this winning streak, they could literally get into the 9th seed, the 10th seed. So they definitely have to keep this momentum going. And that's a lot of pressure, especially they have Delaware this weekend. They have Liberty this weekend. And we know those are two teams that – also can get out wins, can shoot, can rebound. So I'm definitely that's games to watch out for, because how would WKU step up? Because these next 2 weeks is crucial for them. And I know our other teams are also thinking that too. Even Kennesaw, they're at 5-10. And you're just looking at these 5-10, 3-11, teams, and you're just like, what is it going to do? Are they going to push through? Are they going to, trust in the system, trust in your coaches, trust in your teammates? Because that's what you got to buy in, and you need everybody's buy in to even get wins, I think, night in and night out. And that's one thing that I just love about watching Louisiana Tech. It's just everybody is so locked in and so bought in, and they're so unselfish. And I love watching Louisiana Tech play right now because you could just tell it's a team and the chemistry is there. Same with FIU. It's just amazing to watch. It's just unselfish play. It's always good to watch, I feel like. But just some games to watch this weekend. We got Sam Houston and Missouri State. That game was canceled because of the snowstorm, so this is a rescheduled game for them. And I think Missouri State right now, they have been on a little bit of a down school a little bit, you know? So I think this game will be really good for them. Missouri State is, 8-6? So they're still doing well, but they've been losing a couple crucial games for them these past couple weeks. But I think this one can propel them to, you know, finish our conference play on a high note, especially going into the tournament, because that's what you need. Momentum is your key.
Yep.
So Sam Houston at Missouri State, ESPN Plus at 6:30. That is on, Tuesday, so yesterday. But, today... We're filming today, so sorry, but this will come out tomorrow. But hey, if you want to see how that game turned out, go on ESPN and look at the scores, because I don't know who's going to win. I don't know. Maybe Sam Houston. Maybe Missouri State. Actually, it's a toss-up. I say that every week. Thursday, to watch FIU at Missouri State, this will definitely be, I think, we have Rima Collins, Paris Atkins going against Kamen Beckemeyer. I love when these two meet up. I think it'll be really well. Especially with FIU traveling to Missouri State, because Missouri State is actually decent at home. So that one will be a nail-biter one to watch. ESPN Plus at 6:30 on Thursday. And then Saturday, I cannot wait for this game. La Tech at Sam Houston, ESPN Plus at 2 p.m. We know that La Tech's only loss right now is to Sam Houston. And Sam Houston went into Ruston, Louisiana and beat them. Yeah. And yes, the score is very, very close. It wasn't like a blowout. So that game could have went either way. I think if there was 5 more minutes left, you know, who knows? But I know Louisiana Tech is going into Huntsville, Texas, and like, where are we even out of here with a win? Absolutely not.
They're treating this one going into Huntsville, Texas, like they're going into Huntsville, Alabama. Exactly. They want this. This is going to be a tournament style game. Mm-hmm. And these two teams, they're at top of the league right now, both kind of a pre-tournament game, treating it like a tournament game. It's going to be fun to watch.
Like a pre-tournament, almost like championship game, almost. Yes. I feel like, because it can definitely, may very well be like that, you know, in Huntsville, Alabama. So definitely a game to watch. Keep your eye on, because, you know, Sam Houston wins this, that's another chip on our shoulder, because they would win the series 2-0. They would break Louisiana Tech's winning streak. But I know Louisiana Tech is like, oh, no, we're not having that. So I think it'll be a nitty-gritty win, especially when you have Paris Bradley, Gianna Morris, Jordan Marshall. But when you have, like, Sam Houston, Fantacone, Whitney Dunn, and all of those just people that's getting it done on both sides of the ball, it'll definitely be a very defensive-minded game, I think, because you want, you know, the other team to not score as much. So that won't do really, really well. But speaking of Huntsville, Alabama, we have Joe Lamp on the show today to talk about all what Huntsville, Alabama has to offer. And, I mean, if you're coming to the tournament, you definitely want to watch this interview. So check it out. And that's brought to you by Victory Snacks. Joining us today on the CUSA Insider Podcast, we have Joe Lamp, the Sports Development Manager of the Huntsville Madison County CDB. Thank you so much for joining us. You got a long title, man.
I do. Well, when you get to be my size, long titles kind of help make the width work. So
this is the third year Huntsville has hosted the CUSA Basketball Championships. What has it meant for the city to become the home of this event?
This has been a tremendous opportunity for our team here in Huntsville to welcome the CUSA family to the Rocket City every year and be a little piece of March Madness. Being able to take your champion and go cheer them on the next week in the men's and women's NCAA tournament has been a lot of fun for us. It's transformed our downtown each year, a real hub of activity. And I think our community is warmed up to it and is really excited about you guys coming back again this year.
From your perspective, how has this event grown over the past 3 years in attendance, fan experience, or national exposure?
I think from a national exposure standpoint, it's really helped elevate Huntsville to a new level. We're able to tell our story in a different way. For those that don't know much about Huntsville, we're where the space program starts at the Redstone Arsenal. And so when you're able to tell Huntsville's story to a different group of people that are not familiar, it's really impressive to see the look like, oh, wow, all of that is in Huntsville. I never knew that was what happened here. And so It's been able to help tell our story a different way, but also, hey, getting the fans, you know, we're introducing Huntsville to 12 different schools. And with our workforce development program, where we're bringing the stars of tomorrow, as we call it, bringing the students that are coming to camp, that are on campus, and bringing them to Huntsville to show them of the opportunities that are available here in Huntsville. We've been able to kind of take the beginning of the tournament and really kind of Huntsville-ize it, if you will, the last couple of years.
What makes the Prop 3 such a strong fit for the championship atmosphere?
It is this is one of those times where having a little bit older building lends itself to creating a cool atmosphere. The sight lines are fantastic. For a basketball game, when you're sending somebody to the NCAA tournament, it is a phenomenal atmosphere. You're right on top of the action. Great sight lines, even in the upper deck. It is a fun place, and it can get loud very quickly. And so we've seen in the championship game the last 2 years, it's really been a raucous atmosphere. And so we're really looking forward to creating that again this year.
What does it say about Huntsville as a sports destination that USA continues to bring the championship back?
I think it says a lot that, well, one, it says that we're doing a good enough job that you guys are wanting to come back every year, right? I think it also showcases our ability here in Huntsville to run sporting events at a high level, and that we are a championship sports destination. Being able to host this and taking, you know, this is our version of March Madness. We're sending somebody to the NCAA tournament, and being able to celebrate that and use that the different ways that we can here to change our downtown. When we've been hosting this last couple of years, it's been fun to go out for a few minutes and watch the people walking through Big Spring Park, walking into downtown and coming in for a game and then going to a restaurant and changing our downtown atmosphere for a week. And so being able to do that has really been a cool thing to see. And I think it really showcases why our city is such a great place to live, work, and play.
For the fans who've never visited, how would you describe Huntsville in a nutshell?
Huntsville is the best way to put it is we have big city amenities and small town hospitality. We've got all the restaurants, all the shops, all the things that you expect in a city that has 300,000 to 400,000 people. But we've never lost our charm. We've never lost that small town feel and hospitality. When you come into our downtown, you don't see high rises and skyscrapers. You see our courthouse is still in the middle of the town square, and everything's built around that. And so what we've been able to do is continue to grow that space outside of downtown, but make our downtown really walkable, really fun, and entertaining. And so we've got a ton of great restaurants and shops and everything, all within a 5-minute walk of the building.
All right, you mentioned some restaurants. So what are some of your suggestions of some restaurants that our fans should go visit?
So they would kill me if I didn't mention my friends at Melt right off the bat. They would probably disown me if I didn't mention them. If you're looking for Mexican, Rosie's is fantastic. If you're looking for a burger, Jack Brown's on the square is phenomenal. And for those of you who are at one of the late games on during the week, Jack Brown's is open super late. Beezer's got a great, it's a local brewery in downtown. They've got a great menu of beers, but they've also got phenomenal pizza. If you're looking for some English pub food, we've got Poppy in Parliament, so you got a little different experience there. We've also got a Michelin star restaurant in Purveyor. They just got their Michelin ranking, so we've got a nationally ranked restaurant here in town that would be that's fantastic food, great wine selection, and then Cotton Row and Commerce Kitchen on the square as well, two phenomenal restaurants, and literally those are all within 5 minutes of the building.
All right, we got some good food to try. So what about some must-see attractions for our fans who may just be going to a morning game and have the rest of the day, or they have the night game to go to and they need something to do during the afternoon?
So we've got a little bit of everything for you. We're the home to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. So the largest collection of space memorabilia in the world is housed here in Huntsville. Underneath the Saturn V rocket, there is that separated out into all the pieces. So you get to see the exact way that the scientists built the rocket to separate out, and then what looks like almost like a washing machine is what we sent a man to the moon on. So it's really amazing to go through there. I've gone to it. I can't tell you the number of times since, fifth grade, that was the rite of passage, was your Space and Rocket Center field trip growing up here in the area. And so being able to go in it now and still see something new every time, it's a fabulous experience. We've got a fantastic golf course. We've got a home to the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. We have three courses there. Monticello Park, for those that like the outdoors, tremendous hiking trails. You can go take different courses and routing there for whatever distance you want to hike. So we've got a little bit of everything. And then if you want to see like some historic living, we've got Buried on the Mountain. And we also have Constitutional Village, which is where the state of Alabama was formed in the 1800s.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't even know that. You're teaching me something.
Welcome to class.
Beyond basketball, what other major sporting events has Huntsville hosted?
We've hosted the ABCA Beach Volleyball National Parish Championship. So you're sitting there listening or watching. You're like, Huntsville, that's in North Alabama, but we have 15 beach volleyball courts. We have a world-class beach volleyball complex that has absolutely no water near it whatsoever. We also have a world-class cross-country complex. So we've hosted the NCAA Division I regionals three of the last 5 years. We've gotten into the track and field business. We just hosted the USA Track and Field Masters National Championship, and we'll host their Youth Outdoor Championship later this year. So we've got a little bit of everything from that standpoint. We've done some softball out at the Trash Panda Stadium. We've dabbled in college football as well. So, and we're a huge soccer market. So soccer and hockey are two other big sports that we have a lot of here in town.
Huntsville has such a unique identity: space, tech, defense, innovation. How does that energy translate into hosting major sporting events?
It keeps us on our toes. That's the fun thing is that 20% of our population has a PhD. So you're literally talking to one of the dumbest guys in town. And so one of the things we always preach is that, hey, we do a lot of these events for quality of life. Hey, we want to make sure that there are things to do in Huntsville for all these people that have come in from around the country and are very good at what they do. The amount of technology that happens and is built out at the Redstone Arsenal and in our city is absolutely amazing. And 3/4 of it, we don't know what's going on because of it's government contractors. So what we try to do is stay on the cutting edge. Hey, what's out there? How can we make our event special? How can we connect more with the community and get them more involved?
You kind of mentioned just earlier about the Stars of Tomorrow program, but that is returning for its second year alongside of our CSA basketball championships. What is the vision behind this initiative?
Go back a little bit to that last question. It dives right into that. Huntsville is growing leaps and bounds right now. We have a ton of new companies coming in. We just landed the Space Command is moving to the Redstone Arsenal. We have an FBI campus here. That continues to grow. We have a vast number of defense contractors that are doing amazing things. They are all looking for more and more employees. And so being able to connect our corporate world with the students in Conference USA schools, show them the opportunities that are available. Not every opportunity is with a defense contractor. And it's one of those things we sometimes forget about or take for granted. Hey, you got to have some people that are going to be teachers at the schools. Yes, we've got a guy who's a PhD that's trying to put a man on Mars, right? but he's going to have kids. He's got a family. We got to have restaurants. We got to have hospitality majors. We got to have teachers. We got to have doctors. We got to have nurses. There's a vast array of support jobs that are critical to any city that's growing. And so for us to be able to work with your team at Conference USA and give these kids opportunities to see what's out there and available here in Huntsville. Again, a lot of these kids don't know Huntsville. They couldn't spot Huntsville on a map, and they sure as heck don't know everything that's happening in this town. So for us to be able to introduce them to this and bring them in for a day and a half immersion program into what makes Huntsville a special place and the opportunities here, it's really special.
What was the response from students and partners in year one?
I think everybody was really excited and had a good time. We've got a few things we're working out a little bit more, making the bus tour a little bit more further out. We're also changing the hotel to there's a new property in our mid-city district that is apartment style living. So we're putting the stars up there to show them, hey, here's what it could be like living in Huntsville. And then the next day they get to meet the job creators that are looking to hire and opportunities in Huntsville. We're able to bring all that together. So we've made a couple little tweaks to it for this year that I think will make it even better.
I feel like I have to ask you this. What excites you most about year three of the championship? And it better be one of your answers, better be seeing all of our beautiful faces in Huntsville.
I mean, first of all, it's the 1 week of the year I get to eat all the Keebler cookies that I can see. And listen, the wife can't say anything about that. As we've kind of built this up the last couple of years and the relationships we have with you guys, I mean, this is my favorite week of the year. It's the longest work week we're going to have, but it's also the most fun because we get to see all of our friends across the conference, not just you guys, but at the schools and everything, and being able to bring everybody together in Huntsville for a week. And we get to show off our city. And that's the fun part for us is getting to do that and get to watch some basketball. I mean, who doesn't want to sit back and watch a week of basketball? and hey, I get paid to do it. So it's really a lot of fun. It's a ton of work. You know, we'll probably put in 110 hours that week, but it's going to be a tremendous experience for everybody here.
You're always tired at the end, but it's worth it when the confetti falls, I always say.
No question.
What would you say to fans who are considering making this trip this year?
I would tell you, go ahead and start booking your room now. We've got a lot of fans have already started to make their plans. So we're running out of rooms in downtown, which is a great sign. Ticket sales are starting to pick up, which is a great sign as well. Having followed the league enough this year, we're going to have one heck of a week of basketball because when you look at it, guys and girls, gang, it doesn't get where you have no idea who's going to win a game every night. And so I'm looking forward to it just as a fan of basketball and to be able to see this up close and not on my TV screen is going to be a lot of fun.
It's always good on a neutral court. My last question for you is, when people leave Huntsville after championship week, what do you hope they're saying about the city?
I hope they're saying what most people say, man, I didn't expect it to be that nice. I think that's what we've heard that time and again with our events. We really want it to everybody to have a great experience to be like, man, I really want to go back. I want to come back to CUSA the next year. I want to come back later in the year and experience Huntsville and not have my schedule dictated by what's going on the basketball court. That's what we want to have. We want everybody to have a great time and spread the word. One of the things we've seen is there's a couple that sits mid-court right behind us. And they're Western Kentucky fans. We've gotten to meet them over the Huddlestons. They are fantastic people. And they're like, hey, we keep telling everybody, come to Huntsville. It's a blast. You need to come see this and experience it. And so that momentum is starting to pick up, and we're excited to see, to welcome everybody back here again this year for what is going to be one heck of a tournament.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for joining us today, Joel. And I can't even believe that I'm saying this, but I think I'll see you in like less than 2 weeks.
I know. I thought we still had like two more months, and then I looked at the calendar. I was like, oh, we're almost there.
Hey, time flies when you're competing this good, you know?
Amen. Amen.
All right, Commerce USA fans, that's all we have for you on today's episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast, the official podcast of Commerce USA. I'm your host, Jessica Rapper, and you already know week in and week out where you guys can listen to us, if you're audio listeners, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And for all of our YouTube peeps, keep going to YouTube, type Commerce USA in the search bar, and look at our podcast playlist to look at today's episode or any past episodes that you will want to see. That's all we have for you. Again, I'm your host, Jessica Rapper, and I'll see y'all next week for a jam-packed week about everything crazy going on in Commerce USA Hoops.